Haley smoothed down her wavy hair and tried not to be nervous. She was 13, and it was a big deal being on television. If you lived in New York and had cable, the city's 24-hour news channel, New York One, was the first thing you saw when you turned on the TV. Haley took another deep breath and thought about what she might say to the interviewer. The butterflies in her stomach danced the way they did every year on the first day of school. It was a Wednesday in July 2016, and the humidity was so high that her hair, which she'd combed into a half-up, half-down style, had turned into a sort of billowing afro in the back. It was puffier than she had planned. Haley told herself that was okay because no one could see the back, right? She sat perched on the edge of the brown leather sofa in the lobby of Pam's Place, a homeless shelter for single women in Long Island City, Queens, tugging at her khaki Girl Scouts vest to straighten it. Then the reporter, a friendly brown-haired woman whose calm voice helped put Haley at ease, started asking her questions. The camera zoomed in and out on Haley's face. Although her 13-year-old body had grown into an adult one seemingly overnight, a fact that she hated, because now men and boys stared at her and sometimes made rude remarks, her baby face was unchanged, and when she smiled as she did now, it lit up, looking almost cherubic. Months earlier in November, her troop, the Girl Scouts of Sunnyside and Woodside, had served a Thanksgiving lunch to the women who lived at Pam's Place. Now Haley, her sisters Karina and Christina, and the rest of their troop, who were always doing community service, had returned to Pam's Place as part of Operation Cookie, a service project that allowed customers to buy the coveted cookies and donate to people whose spirits needed lifting, like veterans, military personnel, senior citizens, and people experiencing homelessness. The scouts then delivered the cookies. A couple of reporters, including the one who was sitting across from her now, showed up to cover the event. The troop had picked Haley to represent them on camera that day. Her mother, Giselle, was a leader of the troop and worked as a community development specialist for the Girl Scouts of Greater New York. So even though Haley had been a Girl Scout for only 2.5 years, she knew a lot about Girl Scouting and the history of the organization. And although she was a little shy, which may not have made her an obvious choice as a public representative, she was thoughtful and affable. "People do so much for us, and the least we can do is do something for them," Haley told the reporter. "The women in the shelter have experienced many hardships and are really struggling. To see us come in and do all these things for them really makes their day." 2 days later on Friday, the sisters and their younger siblings, Jalesi and Judas, who were 2 and 3, gathered in their grandmother's living room to watch the segment. Giving back is a way of life for 13-year-old Haley Vicente, the reporter narrated, as Haley's face appeared on the flat-screen TV that hung on the wall of the cramped apartment where her mother, Giselle, had grown up. The apartment never got a lot of natural light, but the dimness made it cozy and familiar. And on that day, with everyone piled into the living room, squeezing onto the worn faux leather couch, it felt especially homey. They were all there. Haley's mother, sisters, and brother, along with Evelyn and Manny, Giselle's mother and stepfather, and Mateo and Miranda, Giselle's half-brother and half-sister. And all were proud of Haley for speaking so eloquently about helping people who did not have homes of their own. The segment was called Queens People of the Week, and for the 1 minute and 45 seconds that it played, Haley and her mother and siblings forgot about their secret. Few people outside the family knew about it, certainly not the girls' classmates, not even the scouts who had helped them give out cookies at Pam's Place. The secret was that Haley and her family were homeless too.